This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Protesters are defying warnings from security forces in Myanmar and gathering in large numbers for yet another day of demonstrations. They are protesting against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Monday's protests were coupled with a general strike that shut down scores of businesses, including factories and grocery stores. The strike was called for Sunday by the activist group Gen Z and the civil disobedience movement, urging people to come together for a spring revolution. A message carried Sunday on state-owned MRTV warned protesters, quote, are now inciting the people, especially emotional teenagers and youths, to a confrontation path where they will suffer the loss of life. Ahead of Monday's protests, security forces in Yangon placed roadblocks near some foreign embassies, which have become gathering points for protesters calling for foreign intervention. Italy's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo was killed in an ambush in eastern Congo Monday. The Italian Foreign Ministry released a statement saying Luca Attanasio was killed near the city of Goma while traveling in a convoy of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Congo. It says an Italian military policeman who accompanied the envoy was also killed in the attack. Citing the Virunga National Park, Reuters reports the convoy was attacked near the town of Kanyamahoro as part of a kidnap attempt. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $9.4 million to help prevent a new Ebola outbreak from spreading across West Africa. This is VOA News. The U.S. stands at the brink of 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus Monday. The numbers are according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. A year into the pandemic, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the looming milestone horrible and historic. The first known deaths from the virus in the U.S. were in early February 2020 in the western state of California. The death toll reached 400,000 on January 19th in the waning hours in office for President Donald Trump. Coronavirus vaccines are emerging as the newest currency of choice in the Middle East. The reopening of Israel's economy, a prisoner swap with Syria, and the arrival of vaccines in Gaza all illustrate how those with access to vaccines have political power in the turbulent region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been at the forefront of this trend, using his vaccination campaign to win over voters and punish those who refuse to get inoculated. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspections of all Boeing 777s equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over the U.S. city of Denver, Colorado, Saturday. United says it's temporarily removing those aircraft from service. Boeing has recommended aircraft with the engines be grounded pending a decision on inspections. The announcements came a day after United Airlines Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board said two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, although it did caution that it was too early to draw conclusions about how the incident happened. President Joe Biden's pick of Judge Merrick Garland to be Attorney General for the U.S. offers a seemingly problem-free nominee with bipartisan support. Senate hearings begin Monday, and President Biden is trying to restore the Justice Department's reputation as an independent body. The president also is looking for an attorney general who will manage the tax investigation of his son, Hunter, as well as the fallout from the Capitol riot. And a special prosecutor is looking into how the FBI handled the Russia probe. Some 5 years ago, Garland's nomination for the Supreme Court withered because the then Republican-controlled Senate refused to hold a hearing. More stories on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.